Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call on October 1st, 2018 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today is Denise, Eric, and Lauren. And we have an apology from Russ from ICANN.org. We have Jennifer, Steve, Nagar, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the leadership. Thank you.
Okay, well.
All right, I'm not sure. Okay, go ahead, Eric. Thanks.
Yeah, I guess we didn't really do any kind of agreement protocol on who would lead the call, sans Russ, so. I'm happy to do it, I guess. Denise, you're on. I don't know, Denise, if you want to run the call or you want me to run it?
Go right ahead, Eric. Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm still on the way to the office.
Yeah, that's what I get for opening my mouth. All right, cool. So we've done the welcome roll call. The doodle poll, so we can get people working on SSR responses for Thursday. I'm not sure if everyone got it before me. I just got it at 10 a.m. today, so I haven't even had an opportunity to look at it. Did it go out, Jennifer, to everybody today, or did I just sort of get sort of backlogged?
No, that's right. It went out today. So Norm is the enthusiastic member who signed up, but, yeah, not many people have had a chance to sign up yet.
I have a feeling, and I'm open to thoughts from the other two vice chairs on the call, but I have a feeling that it'd be optimistic to expect a complete review by people before Thursday, and then any kind of coming to any kind of consensus over that. But we could try. My guess is that we'll have a partial response by Thursday, maybe even a mostly complete. So we may wind up having to do some of the recommendations in line in the call. What do you two think?
So this is Lauren. The background is not too bad. I would just say we'll have to, just say between the three of us each take one so that we've got something for Thursday. That would be my proposal, so that we can make sure that there's something to discuss. Not great for us, but would ensure there's something to do during the call.
So I guess I'm open to that. Denise, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My audio was cutting out. Can you repeat that?
Lauren proposed that the three of us each take one recommendation to lead on Thursday in anticipation that the team won't have converged on selecting for themselves.
Sure.
Okay, cool. I propose we do that over email between now and Thursday, just amongst us, since I don't know that we need to spend airtime on it right now, unless you two would prefer to. My guess is we can probably just, since there's only three of us, it'll be an easy agreement protocol. And
email is fine.
All right, cool. I think we might also sort of use this as a forcing function for when we get to Thursday, while we won't have expected to have come to consensus over who's taking what where, we might have a sense of who hasn't responded, and we can sort of start the forcing function of, everyone needs to respond if you're part of this team. And certainly there's people that don't join the calls that won't hear that. And so it's possible, in my opinion, that by the subsequent call, we'll have it set the expectation that everyone needs to have at least thrown their hat in the ring for some. We may have to do some tiebreakers during the week over, and I propose email for that, but we'll have a leadership call before then. And at that point, maybe on the call, we can discuss, everyone needs to take something. Lack of participation may indicate lack of enthusiasm or willingness to be on the team. It's a little draconian, but, maybe this is the right time to do it. What do you think?
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, and we can just be really forgiving about people that are asking for an extension because of whatever, but if we've made it clear and we've set the policy, then we probably have title to sort of prune a little bit. Okay, great. So we will converge on those that we choose during the the next couple days over email amongst the leadership. Let's see, so that is the doodle poll. All right, so Barcelona, I believe someone from the staff will give us an update on engagement session, please.
Hi, that would be me. It's Jennifer here. So the session schedule will be finalized today and I believe posted later. The SSR2 engagement session, at the moment, we're still working with the meetings team to get a better slot. It's currently not, I think it has some conflicts. So we have been asked by the meetings team if the team would be open to shortening the session to a 60-minute session. If you have any objections to that, please let me know, but I think that would help to put the slot at a better time that does not conflict with any high-interest topic sessions. Does that sound okay to shorten the session?
Is this the public session?
Yeah, this is the engagement session, exactly.
What was it scheduled for, an hour and a half?
Yeah, I think it was, it might have even been 75 minutes that it was initially scheduled for, so it's just 50 minutes shorter, and so if it's 60 minutes, if people have follow-up, you know, maybe you could do that via a call or emails or something, but I think if the team was open to having a 60-minute session,
sure,
that might help with the scheduling.
Sure, if it would help. If it would help.
So what I propose, or what I'd ask if this is a reasonable proposal, is for perhaps the staff to send something out to the SNIC leadership to solicit what kinds of questions or comments they might have that they plan to bring to the table at the engagement session so that we can have some sense of how long it'll take to address them. So, for example, if nobody even shows up, 60 minutes is plenty. If, on the other hand, there's standing room only and we're inundated by questions, especially if a lot of them are repeats of each other, it might be difficult to squeeze it into 60 minutes. I think largely this will be driven by the community, and at this point, I personally have a hard time judging how much enthusiasm there will be for discussing matters with the SSR2 in an engagement session. So is it reasonable to solicit what level of interest? And I'm just suggesting the SNIC leadership, because they could at least be point people for that. But does that make sense to everyone, or does that sound like we could riff on it to another idea?
Yeah, this is Denise. It's certainly a reasonable instinct. However, I think in the context of how ICANN and the volunteers and the community groups operate, we simply aren't going to get, I think, the input we need to make a timely decision. However, I do agree that the review team should reach out to all the community groups in advance of Barcelona, remind them of when we're having this session, even tee up, remind them of some of the things we've done, even tee up some questions if we feel like we want to prime the pump, so to speak, and invite them to come for this session, and then also tell them that we're open to also setting up an initial webinar or conference call or stopping by their constituency during Barcelona. I think that would probably be the best way to go. So,
okay,
the short answer is, yeah, I think we should give the schedulers the flexibility of doing an hour session, and then I think we have other ways to accommodate more. As I recall from our last public session, it was it was pretty short and fairly sparsely attended. Maybe different now since we have some notoriety.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to judge. Okay, great. Maybe what we should do is we should ask maybe to coordinate through Russ to draft something ourselves and then have it disseminated to SNIC leadership. How's that sound? As a sort of, because I like your take on.
Yeah, that sounds good. And Jennifer, did the schedulers put our public session on it on the constituency day?
So it's at the moment on. I believe it's been moved to Monday. At the moment, but it's very tentative, and it's obviously the days are limited given that the travel days for SSR2 are Saturday to Thursday, and then the face-to-face meetings are Sunday and Wednesday, so it really leaves Monday, Tuesday. So
okay.
Just trying
so
to
they're going
to
put it on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, please don't let them put it on constituency day.
Okay. So I'll put an action item for the leadership to draft a note to the S1AC leaders and stakeholder groups to remind them of the session in Barcelona. And then do you want me to add to that, ask for questions in advance?
I think maybe a separate action item would be to ask to liaise with the meetings team to inform them of that preference.
You don't need to note questions, so the SNACs will address that in our correspondence.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Great. Okay. So, what does the team want to present at the engagement session in Barcelona? Do we want to, we could talk about this now. It feels like we might have difficulty sort of fully adjudicating this without our chair present. Do we want to?
Let's carry that over.
Hunter?
Yeah, let's address that next week.
Yeah, I think that would be better. I mean, I think it's a really good discussion topic. I just don't think we can talk about it right now, get to consensus. So I see work plan is our next item for Barcelona. At this point, I think my two cents is that by the time we get to Barcelona, we will have still been just pawing at the SSR1 recommendations. So my guess is that if we were to follow the current course, we will wind up doing a lot of SSR1, you know, sort of full court press sessions to review all of SSR1 by the end of Barcelona, maybe even, I would optimistically hope, by the end of the first day, at least to the point where we need to have outstanding questions answered. But I think to underscore some of the commentary that's been on the list, regardless of why responses to questions have taken a long time, I think it's getting to the point where we can't really discuss a lot of these questions without our answers. So we may have to sort of make a sort of a public block statement, we're blocked, and then move on. So should we do contingency planning, whereby if everything is smooth, we plan to go through, let's say, all of the SSR recommendations by the end of Barcelona, and in the event that we're blocked, move to the next item?
Sure. Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I agree.
Lauren, do you have any thoughts?
Yes. Sorry, this is not working very well today. I'm sorry. So I agree with that too. We need to make a plan, and then things will happen, and we might not be able to complete. So I think it makes sense to do this kind of contingency approach.
Okay. Then, by my recollection, the next item was a soft statement about doing the ICANN SSR2. Subteam topic, but we sort of made a bullet item that the team would rediscuss what we would take next. So actually then what it sounds like is segueing to number four, but not necessarily on purpose. Maybe what we need to do is we need to have the discussion with the team. Say, hey, look, you know, we're planning to go all the way through all the SSR1 recommendations when we're face-to-face in Barcelona, those that we haven't finished. But in the event that there's some that we can't finish, we may need to roll on to the next subtopic, which we all agreed we would discuss, you know, which one we're going to take. So we may need to discuss it. Maybe we should make that one of the first agenda items for this week.
Yeah, I think that would be useful.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So then just to sort of summarize, we will, on the call this week, we'll start off with the observation that we want to talk about, we want to try and come to closure on the SSR1 recommendation review by the end of our face-to-face sessions in Barcelona. In the event that we can't complete that, we need to be prepared to move on to another item to make good use of our face-to-face time. And we should choose what that item is before we start talking about SSR1 this week. And it can be as simple as a straw poll. Maybe it's DNSSSR, maybe it's ICANSSR, maybe it's something else. And once we've done that, go into the SSR one recommendations review and try and complete that as fast as possible. Maybe we can front load that by getting an update from the staff on what the timing looks like for the outstanding questions on SSR 1 recommendations. Is that okay, staff? Like anyone on staff?
Yep, that's fine. We can do that. Sure.
Okay. So the only bullet that I see on today's agenda that we haven't touched on is the face-to-face meeting agenda and CCT leadership availability.
Hey, Eric. I'm sorry. This is Tony. Yep. I could get off mute fast enough before we move on from the questions.
Yep.
So were the table of questions taken down from the Google Docs location?
It's Jennifer. Yes, I put them in a an Excel spreadsheet. It's in the same location on the wiki though, and I sent an email to the team to let them know of the new location.
Could you please put it back on the Google Docs page? Moving things around makes it really difficult.
It's a privacy issue. That's why I moved it to an Excel. Is because this comes back to the request from that we discussed last week to set up a Google document for the SSR1 review team. So we're having trouble with some review team members getting access to the Google documents. So for the moment, for privacy, until we get that external drive set up, it has to be an Excel sheet. That's what
okay.
I was
where
told.
Okay, and where so where are they located on the wiki?
It's on the SSR1 subgroup page.
Yep, I'm there.
I can.
So on that page, what have you called this?
It's in the table there of the documents, SSR1 questions and answers. And that's the same location I was before, but it's just been replaced with Excel.
Okay. And when will we be able to get an estimated time of delivery for the outstanding questions that have no estimated time for delivery? Is it possible to get some clarity on that?
Some of the questions just require multiple departments. The ones that have outstanding dates, they are the ones that require for the most part, multiple departments. So we're just trying to get a reasonable date from all of the departments working together. Obviously, they have different things that they need to input. So in terms of us just putting a date in there, we'd rather get a response from them in terms of when they'll be able to do that. And sometimes it's a little bit tricky because there's multiple parties involved. But we're working with them as much as we can to get them done. Everybody knows that this is a priority.
Okay, so this is Eric. This is just a suggestion. Submit it to the other vice chairs to see what you think. But I think a lot of people, speaking certainly for myself, are much better when we're deadline-driven. And we tend to be deadline-driven. We tend to be better at accomplishing our objectives with a deadline. Even if it means missing the deadline by a little bit, it at least moves us towards that. So, what did the vice chairs think about asking staff to give themselves a deadline that we can sort of agree is reasonable? And then in the event that the deadline's exceeded because of the complications that Jennifer just mentioned, just based on interorganizational difficulties, we can just simply note that the deadline was exceeded. But that way, maybe it gives people a better sense of marching towards something as opposed to, we know it's important, but we all have busy lives, kind of, you know, the sort of pitfall, at least I'm used to falling into it with my own life. What do you, Denise and Lauren, think about that, asking staff to put a deadline that we can sort of agree looks reasonable before each of these things, and then if we miss it, we can just sort of note that it was missed and count the days or something like that?
Yep, that makes sense to me.
So this is Lauren. I think it makes sense in that it helps us to kind of have like an idea when things will come in. Obviously, some stuff won't be able to be done on time. That will happen most likely. And I think we should also try to do this internally as well. So not only kind of push staff in that direction, but also kind of try to do this ourselves and kind of say, by Barcelona, we want to get through this, and that. This is our internal deadline. Or say, as we already did, like, say, by the end of Barcelona, we're done with SSR or something like that. I think that would be really helpful also for external observers to kind of see what is happening when and when we expect to be done.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds reasonable. So then just to make the note clear then, I think what we'd ask is for staff to provide update questions and ETAs. Just looking at the there's a agenda. No, there, staff. Yeah. Okay, I'm watching the action items unfold so that I don't restate the obvious. For all outstanding questions. Yeah. And we can iterate with staff. I mean, certainly the easiest thing to say, like, everything will be complete within 15 years. So obviously we'll probably iterate a little bit, but yeah, I mean, for the most part, this just, yeah, that sounds great. So the only other thing that occurs to me that we sort of skimmed, that I skimmed right by, was aiming at having the SSR1 recommendations reviewed and completed by the end of Barcelona. Do we feel like that's a sufficiently aggressive objective, or should we add something else to that? Like, should we presume that in the best of circumstances we can finish all of the SSR1 recommendations, say, by end of day one, and that day two we should necessarily plan to move on to another item, or not? Or is that a discussion item for the whole team?
So this is Lauren. I would love to be done before, no question. Maybe this would be something worthwhile to discuss at the next leadership call. For the simple reason that last week we did, like, the recommendations for the first time, we agreed on a new way how to distribute them. So we don't really, I fear, have a good idea how long the discussions will take under the new system. So it might make sense to kind of push this back a little so we have at least one data point to base this on.
Denise, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, great. So then we'll table this for a week. And I think that's, I agree, I think that's perfectly fine. Okay, cool. So I don't know if I sort of skimmed again the face-to-face meeting agenda and CCTU leadership availability. So I think we've done the face-to-face meeting agenda, at least we talked about it. What were we planning to discuss about CCTU leadership availability?
I just had an update for you all in that the four of the five CCT leadership team are available on the afternoon of the 24th, which is the Wednesday, the second day of the SSR2 face-to-face. Unfortunately, the fifth member is not available at that time, but, you know, that might be the best, well, that is the best time to have the CCT leadership attend. So it's just to let you all know that and consider it for when you're planning the agenda, and also to ask if I can sort of let them know that that is when you expect that you would like to speak with them.
I'm sorry, when?
It's the afternoon of Wednesday, the 24th. So it's the second day.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll anticipate anybody who doesn't agree with me will speak up, but I think, yeah, we would like to go ahead and schedule that. I think, you know, life is suboptimal, so hearing from the CCT review team after we're done with basically all of our review for the face-to-face meeting sort of leaves us sort of not able to really work on that while we're face-to-face, but maybe that's the first thing we'll hit when we do the plenary call next time, which is fine. So I think certainly we want to meet with them if that's the availability they have, then I think, I suspect we all agree that we want to speak with them.
Yeah, that sounds true.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks. And we can ask that, you know, it's right after lunch, and then that way at least there's a little bit of time for discussion, obviously, if that's helpful.
Mm. Yeah, of course, certainly. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much. Okay, I think we're almost at the AOB section, going at warp speed. I'd love to get time back on calendars in case you guys didn't remember. The last thing I can think of for the agenda on Thursday is who will run the meeting, hashtag not it.
When is the Thursday meeting?
It
is 10:30 Eastern, I believe.
7 a.m.
10 a.m. Eastern, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, 7 a.m. Pacific, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be driving, so it'll be challenging for me, unfortunately.
Okay. Eric, you're also busy, I understood?
Yeah, Thursday is a bit of a difficult day for me this week. I would
then,
prefer not.
Then it will be me.
Go, Lauren.
Yes.
All right, hat tip. Hashtag hat tip.
Before we hang up, can we review the action items from the last call and staff? Are there any outstanding items or any trouble you ran into in completing those action items?
Yeah, we can do. I just I'll pull them up really quickly. Can we go through the confirm today's action items while I do that, please?
Sure.
Can you all see in the Adobe room, or should I read them out?
I can see them.
I can see them too.
Okay, great.
You see the agenda slide? Is that what we're talking about?
No, it's in the little notes pod on the side. I wrote some action items in there for from today's meeting.
Oh, yeah, got them. Thank you.
Are they? Sorry, I'm just pulling up this thing here. All right. Okay, so last week on a leadership call, we discussed liaising with the CCT leadership team. We also had an action item to ask the stakeholder groups, constituencies, SOJCs, et cetera, to provide written confirmation. I sent an email to the list regarding that action item.
And maybe we could just go through the ones that haven't been. Yeah, we don't need to go through all of them, but are there any that are still outstanding?
So the Google Doc, staff, to set up the Google Doc one, so that's what I was talking about earlier. So I think
we're good on that.
List about this. Yeah. Okay, well, then there's
that would be helpful. Okay. So did we get written confirmation from our terms of reference emails to the board?
That's the action item that I just talked about. So, I sent an email to the list about that.
Oh, you did about responses to our terms of reference?
Exactly.
Great. And then, okay, good. So, we're all good on the previous action items?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. And then can I just jump back for a clarification? So our request to meet with the CCT review is not necessarily to meet with the CCT review leadership. We'd like to meet with any CCT review members that are available, the members most involved in the recommendations that directly intersect with the SSR work may not be the whatever leadership that they appointed, but rather members of the team. So could you take out leadership from that the CCT action item and make sure that we invite any CCT members who are available to meet with us and dial in?
Sure, we can do that.
Thank you.
Just to be clear, so we already, like I said, we contacted the leadership, and they're aware of the fact that it's a discussion about mostly recommendation 16, which included the SSR2 review team. So, you know, hopefully the leadership will be able to speak to that. However, we can certainly extend the invitation to any CCT members.
So just to be clear, could you please send up a follow-up clarification inviting the any team members who are interested and available to join us in Barcelona or dial in on the bridge, and that we would like to discuss any intersections between the CCT review and the SSR2 review mandate. And if you could include in that email a link to our terms of reference and statement of work. And if you could copy the leadership on those emails or the team, that would be great. Aside from the one recommendation that they recommend the SSR2 take up, there are other intersections on recommendations that they made that touch on some of the issues that the SSR2 team will be addressing. So it's not that narrow of a conversation. Does that make sense? And I'm happy to work with you on wording of that email if you'd like.
So I just updated the action item to reflect what you just said there, and that's fine. Like, we have no problem doing that, and also happy to send a draft to the leadership before we send it, if that would be helpful.
Great. Thank you.
Great. So I believe we're at any other business. Have I missed anything, or is there any other business?
I think we're good.
Cool. So can someone from staff please confirm action items discussed in reach, please?
Thanks. I don't think I need to read the action items again because I think everybody can see them and look at them. So with that, I have nothing else unless anybody has any edits. And I think we went through that already, so I think Glenda can close the call. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.